This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's the Bennett Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. We are coming to you live from Pluckers and Grapevine. So many awesome Tolos stopping by to say hi. It's really fantastic. It means the world to us. Thank you for supporting us and coming up here and grabbing lunch today. We've gotten to meet a lot of different ones, so we're grateful for those opportunities. Don't forget, you got a chance to win $1,000 just by listening to what we're doing right now, by listening to a radio station you already like. When we give you the word of the hour, boy, that's your chance to text that word in and maybe win $1,000. So keep listening. It could happen at any minute. Just added to Fanniversary, Saturday, October 26th from noon to 4 at Texas Live in Arlington. We're obviously, we've told you some of the people that are going to be there. Jalen Smith, Charles Haley, we'll see Craig Ludwig, Ed Belfour, Chris Woodward. Well, Jim Jeffcoat's now going to be there as well, a member of the 100 Sack Club. Jim Jeffcoat in the house.
Wow. Did it. Yep. Incredible.
We did it. We did it. So he'll be there too. And I think the names are just going to keep piling on and being added. Fanniversary is going to be great. Bring your whole family. It's free to park, free to enter. Texas Live, Saturday, October 26th from noon to 4. Now, one of our biggest traditions on the Thursday heading into the Cowboys weekend is to have Kevin KT Turner bring us KT's Red Band Trailer matchup preview. And here with this week's KT's Red Band matchup trailer preview for the Cowboys-Eagles game on Sunday night is Kevin KT Turner.
Yes, wow. Thank you.
Got it. Yeah. Who thought it was possible?
Give it up, everyone. Flap those wings, you know what I'm saying? What?
This is the finest talk show host in Dallas. Oh.
Thank you, Angelo. So we've talked a lot about getting off to a good start. And I'm one who always thinks the Cowboys could do a better job getting off to a good start. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be huge for obvious reasons. But also on the Eagles' end, get this, guys. They've allowed the fourth most scoring drives in the first quarter since the beginning of last season. Fourth most. The Eagles give up the booty in the first quarter.
Okay.
So go get it.
Yeah, I like this. This is an opportunity is what you're telling me.
They have the third least scoring drives in the first quarter since the beginning of last season. The Eagles are not fast starters themselves. Mm. What I'm basically saying is they dig themselves in the holes a lot like the Cowboys have. Take advantage of it, guys. It's time for you to go do something.
They in the games I've watched of talking about Philly, of the games I've watched of theirs this year, they've done that.
Yeah.
I mean, look at how they started off the season against Washington.
No, absolutely.
What a butthole team that is.
It's bad. Now, we've talked a lot about how they can't cover. It's going to be huge. Who's healthy for them? If we were ranking the players they need to play, Ronald Darby would come in at the top. He's a cornerback.
Right.
But also Jalen Mills, two guys who have experience. Otherwise, they're just running out there, guys who they took a guy, if you guys remember the cornerback Sidney Jones from a couple years at Washington. And he tore his Achilles.
Oh, yeah.
And they drafted him anyways in the second round. And he's been getting torched. So it's like, okay, they need these guys to play. Unless the Cowboys can throw. The Eagles are second in the league in rush defense. They're 29th in the league in pass defense. The key to beating them is very clear.
Throw
you
it.
Can throw it on them.
Yeah.
But it helps if you're running the ball. It sucks that you don't have protection. This to me, and it's easy to say this coming off a three-game losing streak. And that's not lost on me. But I don't want to have another Monday when we're going, same old BS, they didn't make the proper adjustments. They know what the Eagles are going to do.
Can I throw something out there right quick since Cooper is out? You guys remember the audio we played in preseason when we were out in Oxnard where Gallup was talking about the difference is that every receiver now is running every route? Is the Eagles are preparing for this week, I would put Gallup out there in routes that he hasn't ran all year long. I would want Philadelphia to never have any idea what we're going to do with him. And I know he's coming off of a week with three drops. That makes me want to throw it to him even all the more. I think we believe in that player.
Yeah,
I think he's primed for a big bounce-back game. I think their defense is incredibly suspect. I would utilize Gallup in as many different ways and ways in which Philly hasn't seen anything on tape yet. I would roll out the Gallup parade.
I don't think you have a choice. You've got nothing else. So he has to be your 1, 2, and 3 receiver. I mean, I don't have any confidence that Tavon Austin can be healthy after being tackled. I mean, that's very possible.
He did get used a lot last week.
It's very possible he's going to break at any moment.
Yeah.
So really, that's it. KT, I like your idea about trying to get Tony Pollard involved. That's a weapon who has obviously been way underutilized. I'm with you on that, Skin. They need to get the ball to Gallup a lot. But if you're the Eagles, that's the one guy you have to worry about.
That's why I don't want to use him in any way that they've seen yet, because they're going to load up on him and blitz.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do. Well, I mean, every Eagles game I've watched, they just blitz the whole time.
And the Cowboys will probably try to get Tavon involved if Cobb can't play. They'll try to get Devin Smith the ball on the outside, things like that. And I also, you know, I want to mention what happened in Week 5 when the Cowboys lost to the Packers. Again, Aaron Rodgers only completed 4 passes to wide receivers. They were throwing it to the running back. Now, they were running all over them. That helps. But they were throwing it to running backs and tight ends. Okay? That's how they got through that game. Because number one wide receiver went down, number two wide receiver went down. Well, Cowboys are without 2 of their top guys here. Well, you use the other guys on your roster. Jarwin's on your team for a reason. You can use him. Tony Pollard, why'd you draft him if you're not going to use him? Mm-hmm. Use him. He's there for you. And this kind of goes to where I want to go with the Eagles offensively. Miles Sanders, they drafted in the 2nd round from Penn State. Has a little bit of fumbling problem. He's a fumbler in college, but I really liked him. He's averaging 17 yards per catch this year on a small sample size, but he's averaging 17 yards per catch. He is their one big play guy, aside from DeSean Jackson. DeSean Jackson's still fast and their only element of team speed. Miles Sanders is a big play guy. Why can't Tony Pollard do things like that? Make the defense account for those other guys.
This is what I wonder is what is going on between the personnel department and the game plan department. Like at some point along between who picks the talent and who decides how they're going to utilize talent, is there a disconnect? Because somebody decided, hey, we need Tony Pollard. Let's go get Tony Pollard. Let's use him like Alvin Kamara. This is going to be great for the offense. It's going to be great for Dak. It's going to be great for Zeke. Lessen the burden a little bit. Here's another weapon we can incorporate and be creative. And then when it comes time to using him, they just don't.
Well, this is what's confusing, because the narrative is that Kellen Moore is in charge and making the calls. The other narrative is that Tony Pollard was his pick. He's the one that wanted Pollard. He's the one that thought he'd be a dynamic weapon for this team. So why aren't we seeing him utilized?
The rumor was that they had Mike Weber graded higher than Tony Pollard. They took Pollard in the 4th and Weber in the 7th. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but that was a rumor.
The scouts,
yeah.
Yeah, but you heard the same things about Kellen Moore and Pollard, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That was his
pick.
This
little thing, have a little fun.
Go give me that guy.
What's a cool toy, that type of thing. But I think, considering that we're playing the Eagles, I want to make a quick note about this being a Sunday night game. Now, we do want you guys listening to the radio, 105.3 The Fan. You can listen to the game. Pre-game show is going to be great. They'll get going or in the 5 o'clock area, right around there, right? Maybe the 4 o'clock area because it's a 7:20 kickoff or whatever. But on the TV broadcast, you will have Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth. And I just hope we don't have a moment like this for Brett Maher, because Maher needs a good 2 for 2. He needs 100% night across the board. No misses anymore, Maher. I don't want him having a moment like this, Chippy.
That wasn't a doink. That was a dong.
Ooh.
If we're hearing that on Sunday night, I think that's a bad plan for what's happening. I think it's just a bad thing if we get that from Maher. So keep that in mind.
Why, did we ever get to the bottom of what Al Michaels was doing there?
We did not.
What do you think?
Yeah. I think he is vocalizing how uncomfortable he is if there's an unexpected dong.
Okay.
Because if you're like
he's pointing at it?
No, like it's like
that was a dong.
It's his internal fear. Like he's like, ooh, I don't want no part of that. Like listen to it. Yeah, it's like if you're at his Thanksgiving and someone just whips one out, this is what he does.
Wait, why would someone whip it out at Thanksgiving?
I'm not saying they would, Kevin, but for science, we have to have this conversation.
I've been to some weird Thanksgivings, but it almost sounds like an apathetic ghost trying to scare someone, but they're not into it.
Uncle Doug and Aunt Connie from North Carolina come for this year's Thanksgiving.
So Aunt Connie always comes for Thanksgiving, KT.
So a couple years ago.
She's thankful. For the turkey.
Guys.
This.
She doesn't always come. It's once every 5 years or so.
Oh, my God.
We see Aunt Connie.
Sucks come
to
for
town.
Her.
What?
She doesn't get here often.
She'd like to see her family.
Yeah,
it's
better
it's
family,
that way. Family,
bro. Yep.
So, Cowboys, Eagles, and at the core of it, hey, we can talk sports and break down numbers. We
can you?
Kick ass.
Chop
Let's
it
do it
up
next.
And Dak versus Wentz and who needs to step up and injuries and, whoa, you know, we can do it all day long. But I think at the core, this is a heated rivalry, fellas. It's a heated rivalry. And it reminded me of a time 2 years ago when our station got crossways with our sister station on the same company, WHIP, in Philadelphia. So I thought I would provide you guys some context to some of the great drops that we've had over the years.
Okay. Oh, great.
Starting with this. This is how it kind of started. As you know, we had Cataldi on. Cataldi talked over us. We cut him off. And then wars went back and forth, and even Sean and RJ were popping in, and everyone was taking shots at each other. And it got real, it got real uncivilized, if we're being honest. It was a very Lord of the Flies routine everyone was doing.
Was Josh Ennis on WHIP at some point?
Probably.
Okay.
But don't mention him. He's not a thing.
Just bringing the racism
he is
to the party.
He is just an ass. Now, cut one here is going to be Cataldi. And the morning show, my friends at WHIP, the morning show.
Yeah.
Making fun of the Ben and Skin show.
Oh, I like this.
And Dak Prescott revealed on Tuesday on the Ben and Skin show. They're making fun of me. What game is Skin? Skin? Anyway.
Okay.
Pretty
That's
good
the joke.
Joke.
So here's the wit involved.
Pretty good
he's
joke.
He's a connoisseur of high-level wit. So the joke he constructed is, what kind of name is Skin?
Right.
And that's the joke.
Okay, so it kind of started there. Now, this is a clip where they had gone after the morning show a little bit. And for some reason, like, Sean and RJ's name are on the show. That's like if someone wanted to come after me, and it's the Ben and Skin show. Like, no one's going to really drive
Don't
out of the way to
forget
hit me
it,
with
Kevin.
A car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Like, my name's not on the show.
Yeah, for good reason.
For good reason.
It never will be.
It never will be. And I've come to accept those terms, okay? It's
you
fine.
You mind if I high-five Skin right now?
Woo-hoo! Hey, I've had deep corporate meetings about that very thing.
In
like,
your face.
On the 1053thefan.com website, the Ben and Skin show. And there's Ben and Skin.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Sean and RJ show, everyone. You got all of them.
Yeah, that's in our
enjoy.
Contract. We didn't want that.
Those pictures were taken when it was called New School.
I don't know if that's true. Well, they have a guy on their show a couple years ago who wanted to go after Roy, qualifying Roy as the music guy. And I'm just telling you, Roy's come to me a million times. I don't know how you keep up with all these new bands and stuff. I don't know how you keep up with all the music. I thought this was funny, and in the end, you'll see the context of one of our favorite drops.
I found Roy's bio, by the way. The music guy, Roy, his bio says that he considers himself a veteran gamer. All right, hold on. Expert.
That's called nerd. Yeah.
Hold on. Expert.
Right.
Fantasy sport player.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
We shouldn't mess with
From
this guy.
From Dallas.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a lot of good stuff there.
Oh, that's what that
Oh, man, that's amazing.
They're making fun of me.
That's a lot of good stuff there.
And then he high-fived that British
baby. That's a lot of good stuff there.
Now, you might be saying, KT, there's probably better ways to spend your Tuesday night than going back 3 years in the archive and finding what happened when you guys were reviewing WHIP audio. But I thought that was fun because I had forgotten the context of that whole thing. They kill Roy for in his bio, and I want to see if Roy changed his Twitter bio now. Okay, because
that was his Twitter bio?
He says
he's not making the most of the platform.
Member of Sean and RJ, 5:30 to 10 on the Fan. Purveyor of comedy.
Okay.
Artist of intros and parodies. Hated by haters. Lover of Tolos.
He should also add, that's a lot of good stuff.
That's
right
a lot of good stuff there. So they took a little shot at Roy, I thought was interesting. Lastly, I think my favorite moment in this Red Band trailer as we sum it up, and by the way, I'm picking the Eagles 23-20. They took a call from Darren. Now, we've been a little back and forth. We've done it for years. Oh, Italian meatball guy. Ooh, you know, we make fun of their accent, all that stuff. The caller, Darren, is trying to play the sensitive card, and he is mad that we at the Fan in Dallas would make fun of Angelo Cataldi's Italian heritage.
This is my favorite drop in the history of the station.
How you doing, Darren?
Real well, thank you. I'm a little upset because I'm Italian also, and this is getting to me. But what they don't understand is that Carson Wentz's coach, his quarterback coach, is Italian.
John
and
DeFilippo.
That's why, They're so stupid in Dallas that everything that comes out of their mouths is ridiculous.
I'm
born and raised in South Philadelphia, grew up from the vet, and how dare they come at our ethnicity?
Why? How can that guy be that drunk in the morning?
How dare they come at our ethnicity?
Do you know how much red wine you have to drink to be talking like that at 9 a.m.?
Hey, I'm so butthurt. I got to name another Italian guy that's on their team. The coach, John DeFilippo. And he needs to be fired, but he's Italian, so I feel for him.
Isn't
how
RJ Italian?
They?
I think Choppy's short for Chopparelli or something.
It's so great. I had so much fun re-listening to that, so I thought that would kind of get us ready for Cowboys, Eagles. Again, my final prediction here, Eagles 23,
I like that.
Cowboys 20. I wish I could pick the Cowboys, but I can't. And if you're going to boo me for that, don't call me a homer on Sunday when I make excuses for them.
Well, I think you did great work there, Kevin. I'm really, really proud. All right, so Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
You know.
Coming up next, this conversation broke out on the morning show. We'll add a little fuel to the fire. Does Zeke still have it at the highest of levels? Is he giving you enough? We'll talk about next on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
What's really cool about this radio station is how often it rewards its loyal listeners. Like, every once in a while, you got a chance just by listening to win $1,000. That's coming up at some point during our show. In fact, I'll do it right now. The word for this hour is soul, S-O-U-L. Soul is the word. Text that into 72881, and you could win $1,000. Awesome piece in The Athletic about the 10 players for the Cowboys that need to step up the most moving forward if they want to turn this season around. It was written by, John Machota. John Machota wrote it. Let's go through those 10, and I want to focus on Zeke when we get to Zeke, but he's not number one. Number one on Machota's list of Cowboys that need to step up in order to save this season. Number one is DeMarcus Lawrence. I'm conflicted about this. You're talking about a guy still leading the team in splash plays.
Uh-huh.
He's getting double teamed as much or almost as much as anybody in the NFL. What more do you want from this guy? I mean, I get it. You want sacks. I get it. You want sacks. But if he's getting double teamed that much and he still is leading your team in splash plays, then he's probably doing all right. I don't think he would be number one on my list.
How many sacks does he have this year?
2.5.
On pace for 6.5. Last year he had 10.5.
Yeah,
but he's not finishing. He's still impacting the game.
He's not finishing. He's basically on the same pace for pressures. Machota points out he had 39 pressures last year. He's on pace for 35 this year.
I've always thought the sack was a fluky stat because a lot of things that come with a sack depend on the quarterback you're playing. You know, he was so close to getting Rodgers a couple times in Week 5.
Right.
You want to see him finish. It's a sexy stat. You see it. It's very easy to look at and go, oh, that's, you know. But I don't know that it's hard to quantify. Like, if he's getting there with the same amount of pressures, then he's in the area. He's close. It's almost happening.
Right.
And part of that could be the other guys they're playing off of as well. So
he was asked if he's hurt He was asked after the Jets loss if he's hurt, and he says, "You go to work sometimes. Do you make you go to work tired sometimes? Do you make excuses?" And the reporter said, "No," and he said, "All right then. So ain't no reason for us to make excuses. We're all grown men in this locker room. We understand what we signed up for when we chose to play this game. That's what we're going to do. We're going to come back. We're going to battle, and we're going to find a way to fix this." Do you guys think he's hurt?
Yes. I think he's hurt in 9 different places.
Yeah, I think it's likely. But then, you know, we kind of get into the whole thing of degree of hurt. They're all hurt in some – like Crawford was hurt beyond repair, right? Quinn looks incredibly fresh. Quinn looks like he shot out of a cannon, you know?
Yeah.
It's like different guys are hurt at different levels. But, I do believe that he's hurt. He's compromised.
All right. Number 2 on Machota's list of Cowboys who need to step up to turn the season around is Ezekiel Elliott. He says, "No running back takes more of a pounding than Zeke. He's on pace to rush for 1,300 yards and 13 touchdowns. He's had, he's got 16 runs of at least 10 yards this year, but the home runs have been missing. Elliott shared Wednesday that his 12-yard run late in the first quarter against the Jets was a play he'd like to have back. We talked about that. If he just would have waited for Travis Frederick to block, he might have taken that 75 yards, but this is a conversation that's been happening on the radio station. Heard Sean and RJ talking about it. It is, has Zeke lost a step?
Well, do you guys know what his numbers just off the top of your head were for this past game? I know because I was reading it earlier.
Did he have 28 carries or 28 touches?
28 carries and he had 5 catches, right?
108 yards.
He had 105 yards and 48 yards receiving. He had a very productive day.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think for him, the lost a step stuff is just so hard to if it looks that way and you're seeing it. I know this conversation happened with Jalen, then maybe that's a thing. If you're just seeing it, I don't know how many open lanes he's had to run through compared to past years. One thing I would like to see him is utilized more in the passing game. This is the most, and again, I'm not defending every player by going out and calling out the coaching staff, but let me just say this. Zeke has one pass target that's over 5 yards down the field. And it was that one that worked the other night, that wheel route for 25 yards on the pass interference call.
That was huge.
Which, if he didn't get interfered with, he catches.
Yeah.
Like, that's – so you're 1-for-1 on running him down the field. Maybe do it again.
Yeah. You know?
Everything else is check down, or throw it behind the line of scrimmage. And it's just not an effective way to do things.
I think there's 3 or 4 plays over the last couple of years where they threw it over his shoulder down the field and he made incredible catches.
Mm-hmm.
I think that can be a much bigger part of this thing.
He's a beast. I do think he's – I don't know if he's lost a step or if he's just bulked up. I do think the hits are taking their toll a little bit as well. But he's very special. He's not as dynamic as he used to be. He had 5 runs of 30 yards or more his rookie season in 15 games. He's only had 4 runs of 30-plus yards in 3 years combined since then. That's 31 games. So he's not taking as many runs deep, but he also is a guy who just takes that punishing. You know, he just takes so many rough hits. Now, KT, I had wondered about this too. You thought he hadn't had a lot of open running lanes. He's actually 5th in the NFL in yards before contact.
Oh, really?
So
dang, maybe he is.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's 5th. Lamar Jackson, Nick Chubb, Christian McCaffrey, and Dalvin Cook are the only 4 ahead of him.
Gosh.
He's got more yards before contact than Aaron Jones.
Quick question. Is that only on handoffs? Or is that – because I'm thinking about all the different ways McCaffrey is used too.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. That really
does surprise
me.
This is rushing only.
They're rushing only?
Yeah.
Okay, that's crazy, man.
I'm trying to find if I can find a like I said, 8 defenders in the box – percentage, that type of thing. See how much the box is loaded. And it looks like he is – I'm sorry, guys. I'm pulling this up right now on the fly here.
Are you?
No, I got something for you. In yards after contact per carry, he's 24th in the league at 2.1. Leonard Fournette leads the league at 3.9 yards after contact. Mark Ingram, Dalvin Cook, some of those guys near the top. Derrick Henry. So
not great.
But it also could be, I mean, numbers are, you know, you never know. Like, it could be, okay, well, some guys, they one guy touches them, and then they go break off a big run. Or mm-hmm. It could be he's got 2 guys on him right when they make contact. When I watch him, I don't feel like I mean, outside of the one play with Travis Frederick, I don't feel like he's leaving a bunch of yards on the field, right?
I don't either. I mean, I totally see the idea that people think he's quote-unquote lost a step, but I think you could even say, we were talking about that in year two and year three. I mean, I think that's the nature of the style of back that he is. It's not like he's crazy shifty. He's shifty compared to most guys his size and his power. Like, you know, when you start comparing him to – you know, whatever, crazy quick hump, you know, little back. That's never been what he is. He was this really unique combination of all those things. He does seem a little bit like he's lost a step going back to his rookie year, but I think it's been gradual each year. But I don't think that's ever been his calling card.
Yeah, and he's had slow starts in the past as well, too. And but you can't really call it a slow start anymore for in week six. And he mentioned the other night taking it to the house is the biggest thing that he needs to, like, you know, work on, that long runs, the burst, and I just don't know what to think, because I look at all the problems on the team and Zeke is never even close to the top of issues that I see.
Right.
And I know people are gonna kill him because he got paid and all that stuff, and there are a lot of people who didn't want to pay the running back, but Zeke is not the problem and Dak is not the problem.
Right. Or D-Law's not the problem. You guys think
D-Law's the problem.
Crap list from Mashota. Although number three, Mashota redeems himself at the Athletic. Jalen Smith being the number three Cowboy that needs to turn things around personally and step up.
He's the number one Cowboy. Like, if we're looking at this list and looking at what we've gotten out of these players, of those three players, we've gotten the least out of Jalen. To me, Jalen had one really good game, and that was the New Orleans game. I thought he was really good in that game. The other games, he hasn't been what you had hoped after giving him the contract that you gave him.
Yeah, and I don't know how to fix that either. There's a guy who texted in on the AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text, 877-881-1053. He said, any interest in picking up Zach Brown, the linebacker from the Eagles, who they just cut? And I said, what we have here is better than him.
Did they cut Zach Brown because he made the guarantee that Kirk Cousins would suck?
He's not very good.
Okay. Mm.
There are other guys on this list worthy of just mentioning here. Xavier Woods comes in at 7, Leighton Vander Esch at 8, Michael Gallup at 10. Gallup, you know, with the drops this last week, this is a big redemption game for him. But Xavier Woods and Leighton Vander Esch, Vander Esch not having a good year either. I don't know if he's hurt. I don't know what's going on with him. He does not look as dynamic and good as he has in the past. And then Xavier Woods, this is supposed to be a big breakout year. Where's Xavier Woods' big plays?
They're not there.
Where's him having a massive impact on the game?
He hasn't been there. He only missed one game with injury, right? Or was it two?
Two.
He missed. Okay.
The ankle,
so,
right?
Yeah, he's played in, two-thirds of the available games, and the only thing I remember him doing is dropping an interception.
Well, a lot of what he did last week was shadow Le'Veon Bell.
So you should get credit for that. Le'Veon Bell did not have a
I'm not sure what his assignment was in the Alvin Kamara game, but I would guess it might be similar to that. Yeah, I mean, the 92-yarder last week, huge, devastating play, but teams haven't done that to the Cowboys this year. They haven't just... The way the Cowboys' defense has lost is the way they always lose, getting the ball taken away from them for 7-8 minutes at a time. They don't give up big plays, and I don't think Xavier Woods has been picked on too much. So I don't have Xavier Woods makes nothing and is a 6th-round pick, and I know everyone wanted Earl Thomas and stuff, but he is another at the least of my worries. I don't have a problem with him. I have a problem. The things I have a problem with, like stopping the run, which we did last week.
Yep.
Like, it's easy. We want to kill the Cowboys' defense, but they're still top 10 in the league in scoring defense. Like, allowing 20 points a game or something, or 19 points a game, something like that. Like, that's pretty good.
I don't know.
Like,
I know.
It just hasn't all come together. You want it to all come together in a way.
Here's what is screwing all of this up. What is screwing all this up is that they lost two important games because of turnovers, which is, it's really hard to talk about anything else. When you get beat by three turnovers, it's hard to, like, focus on anything else. When you fumble twice at midfield in a game where the other team never scores a touchdown.
And you're
gifting them field goals, it's hard to talk about anything else. And then they follow that up by losing to a team that hadn't won yet. So, quite honestly, you know, that's your season in a nutshell right there. And the other three games, you totally destroyed teams that you're supposed to totally destroy. And so now we're sitting here sifting through, we're nitpicking, who are the biggest names? How come they're not making more splash plays? That's really what this is.
Ben said it best yesterday talking about the Titanic, and there's a bunch of little leaks in the hole. I think that's the best way to look at it, because it is never one or two or three things. It's about other things. And then those other things lead to talking about scheme and the coaches and things like that. And it never stops when you've lost three games in a row. thing is, you can beat the Eagles, get a bye week, get your dudes back, beat the Giants 5-3.
Feel like
see where the
momentum.
Eagles are. I mean, yeah. This is Nui. What Nui said about the NFL Network, go watch their Super Bowl season year. He's right, man. I was thinking about this. Remember that year the Broncos ended up winning the Super Bowl, and everyone's going, "Oh, they're screwed. Peyton Manning can't throw the ball anymore.
Right?
They're screwed.
Right?
There's stretches in every season. So hopefully that's the bad stretch and it's over. I know no one wants to hear that, but hopefully that's what we're going to. Either way, you're trying to win the game Sunday night, and you can beat the Eagles. That's a very winnable game.
I tell you what.
Very winnable.
Everything Nui was saying, we've been saying for the last week. We've talked about the 3-5 start last year ad nauseum. Having said that, if we come in here Monday 3-4, having lost to the Eagles at home, I think I'm going to be waving a white flag. I don't know how you come back from that. Unless you're 3-5, and then you like you did last year. All right, it's a Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's catch up with our friends, the G-Bag Nation, right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.